Hello?
Fabulous Jessica.
Hello there, Fabulous Jessica. How are you?
I'm good.
Great to hear.
Tired. Very, very tired.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Yesterday I didn't feel good, and I got a migraine, and a migraine follows nauseous, because I always get nauseous if I get a migraine. So I took a Phenagrin, which gets rid of nauseousness, what makes you super tired.
Okay, so I'm good until, like, next Friday.
So by 3 o'clock, I felt like I was a zombie. By the time I got home, 5:30-ish, I got home, and I went to sleep for 4 hours and woke up at 10:30, and I've been up since then.
Oh, gosh.
I've been up all night long, wide awake.
Yeah, that's no fun.
It was sucked. Pretty good this morning. I said, I'm going to go ride my motorcycle. It's like, if I'm going to be up, at least I'm going to do something I want to do. There's no thing I can't ride my bike at 3:30 in the morning, so.
So you actually went out and rode?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Went out and rode.
Where'd you go?
In the dark. I see what didn't burn it. I didn't go too many offshoot streets that had too many animals are on the road, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing really open for you even to, you know, pop in, coffee shop, or.
That's the sad part.
McDonald's or something? Oh, a gas station? Okay.
I did go over there, and I think maybe, like, if I was, like, in the dirty side where y'all are, that might feel a little dangerous, but here.
Side. What do you mean?
No,
we're safe.
No, there was some sites when I was just traveling on my own, you know, and just going places, different places. Like, not everything felt like super safe. Within Rochester, where y'all are, and the mall, and all of that stuff is pretty good, and, like, downtown is pretty good, but there's parts of the suburb that are further on that I've drove to.
I guess there's seedy parts everywhere.
And it just felt a little different, but it didn't feel, like, super, like I was going to get mugged immediately, maybe just later on.
They would coerce you a little bit.
Yeah. Find that the ethnics group changed a little bit the further I got out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Not being racist, I'm just saying because I think that's just where they live. That's parts where they live at, you know. That's just how it works. Bridge City has that stuff too. You go to like Port Nature's or Port Arthur or Beaumont. It gets pretty.
I've heard of Beaumont, Texas. That's near you?
Well, it's 5 hours from me. It's 300 miles.
Oh, okay. That's
not near me. That's all down where my family is. So down there, that's kind of like their bad spots.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got some. They're here in Burnet, too. They're in Kingsland, down the skyline. You wouldn't want to get caught down there with a broken car. You'd get kidnapped or raped, one of the two, in Kingsland. It's bad. That's where the drug dealers are.
Yeah, you gotta watch out.
That's where they cook their meth, down the skyline. The cops already know it. They know where they do it.
Why don't they break it up then?
Because somebody gets wind, and then they move to back here to burn it into the dirtiest parts in the very, very back next to the cemetery. And then when they get wind again, they move to Llano.
Or they're waiting to probably wait for the big fish, wait for the whale, if you will. See how high they can climb the chain to who's actually providing everything.
They could be. But it's just, you know, and then like the slab used to be fun. That's where a little riverbed is that goes through Kingsland. It used to be really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. It is not so nice anymore.
Dicey?
Yeah, you may not want to bring your family down there. You might want to be locked and loaded. Like, have it in your bag at least.
Mm-hmm.
I think a year ago there was a murder down there. Somebody got killed. They left the body down there in the water, like, face down. Yeah, some places aren't that safe. Even up here in Podunk, nothing happened, Texas.
Yeah, well, there's unfortunately trouble everywhere, you know, everywhere you go, if you look hard enough. But generally speaking, I think there's more good than evil out there.
I hope so, anyway.
That's my hope.
Yeah.
It's if you watch the news, they're only putting all of the negative stuff out there, you know, because that's unfortunately what people look at, you know, drives ratings, and you know that's what pays their bills. All of these, you know, big media companies.
Most people are all right, though. They're nice.
When in reality, you know, the everyday, boring, nice things that happen don't get reported.
They don't. Like people paying their bills on time?
What's that?
Like people paying their bills on time?
People paying their bills on time, right. I mean, those are simple things that are, you know,
yeah.
still worthy of
but
recognition, right? Being a good person and...
You could pay your car payment on the dot for 10 years, every day, every time you're supposed to do it, and then you miss one, and you're off a little bit, and they call you, like, rat hound.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've, like, made every single payment on time and...
Forever, right.
There's no, like, leeway, like, you don't... Like, you know I'm gonna pay, like, you can see the account's been paid every single time, and now you're saying... And now I'm a delinquent.
Yeah,
thanks,
I know.
A lot, right?
That's not fair.
It isn't fair. I don't know. But today's going to be a very long, brutal day, and I'm going to be very tired.
Well, make it fun. Challenge yourself.
I'm already feeling another headache coming on, just like yesterday. Really sucks.
Do you like the elongated cushion I sent you?
I do. I put it on our sign, but nobody came to look at it. Honestly, we've had like a very like weird week. People coming to look, people talking to us. Whatever previous job was planned, like any kind of smaller customs that I had pulled. But it's funny, they never use any diamonds.
Oh, no? What have you been selling?
Green peridot, emeralds, rubies, sapphires, but there's never any diamonds. It's always something else.
Huh. Well, it's cheaper.
So they're not asking me for diamonds. Not even, I'm like, lab diamonds kind of slowed down a bit from the crazy that we had on them. And now we have lots of labs, so that's something.
Yeah, I'm hearing that around the country. I know that lab seems to slow down a little bit. I think it's lost its, you know, when something first comes out, everybody's all gung-ho and excited about it. But, you know, once the dust settles a little bit and people realize that it's such an infinite product that just keeps being produced and produced and produced, it's not as... You know, it's just not as special.
That's how I tell it. I just tell people that it's I said, if you're buying it for an investment and a good appraisal number, every year you bring it back to me to get reappraised, it's going to keep going lower.
Yeah.
It doesn't go higher, it goes lower. Until one day it's going to be worth $0.
Yeah.
So,
have you heard about the big mines that are closing in South Africa?
No.
Yeah, there's a couple of large mines. I want to say the largest one in South Africa that's going to be closed permanently now. So I think that, you know, again, less natural rough that'll be produced into diamonds will only help out, you know, with the current market, you know, what's out there right now. At least
well, De Beers has like a jillion, billion, million diamonds they're sitting on right now. So.
Oh, sure.
I highly doubt that we're ever going to run out of diamonds in our lifetime.
Probably not in our lifetime. That's
even
accurate.
Even if they don't mine anymore. They might be able to stop mining and still have enough for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever's out there will always be available, right? I mean, somebody.
Right, you have all that, plus you have what's not seen. And that's got to be immense, what's
mm-hmm.
not seen.
What's wild is, have you heard how all of the Earth's cut diamonds could literally fit inside an exercise ball?
No.
That's pretty insane to me. Yeah. Literally.
It's like right, it's like one of those giant exercise bowls, like a huge one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a big rounded one that's, you know, couple feet off the ground.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know that
entire supply in the world could fit in size one ball. Mind boggling.
That's very mind boggling. Like the platinum thing, like the swimming pool deal.
What's that?
All the world's platinum could fit in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Oh, inside a swimming pool? Wow. Mm.
That's what they say. But rhodium is the rare metal of all those. That's the rarest of all the metals is rhodium. Unless it's element 119, then that's super rare.
Element 119?
I just watched this thing. It's Bob Lassiter. He worked for S4. He worked for the alien department.
Okay.
Of our government.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an entire, like, special on Amazon talking about his story and then talking about what he did with the propulsion units and the spaceships that they had in there. They had 9 UFO spaceships, one that flew, talking about this metal, the element 119 was the metal that would cause the reactor to hover, which was, it's like anti-gravity material, but we can't make it stable, supposedly, so I don't know, it could be a giant hoax, but it sounded very convincing.
Huh, yeah, that's interesting.
Government likes to hide supports anyway, so I always think if they want to hide something like that and they keep saying it's not real, then it probably is real.
Right.
Yeah. And then they said the aliens transplanted us here and kept messing with our DNA until we are where we are now. Then they said that too.
Until we are what we are now?
Yeah, until we got past monkey.
And this is what they wanted to achieve was now? Geez, I think we can do better than this.
Yeah, they wanted to get to now, like where we are now, like where we're sentient more intelligent and self-destructive. We've accomplished self-destructive very well.
Yeah,
that's one of our best features of self-destruct. We can just kill everything.
So they want the world to start over at some point. Just everybody goes away, and then we build it back up again.
I guess so. But they really were just talking about the spaceships. And he went on a tiny brief thing about seeing the pictures, and you had to know that if there really were spaceships, then there really had to be aliens. Because they had to get them from somewhere, and it wasn't ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's even true.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if I'm buying it. Not unless I see it with
my
own
eyes. This was after the Roswell crash. That was 47. Was the Roswell crash? This was in 79.
See, my whole thing is if there's aliens, and we have all of these encounters that happen. We have a million phones nowadays. How come we can't get a good image of an alien?
I don't know. They didn't say they had aliens there. They had left. They left those spaceships because we weren't. They stopped talking to us. They were working together with them, and then they weren't. But they left those few things with us for us to figure out how
to
it works.
Examine and
replicate it.
Okay.
I don't think we will be able to do it because we don't have the metal or any of the things to make an anti-gravity thing. Although, if you familiar with the Coral Castle.
I am
that
not.
Was built by one man, and he had supposedly an anti-gravity device to lift this giant 10-ton rock up and put it in the middle of his piece where it free spins by one push of a finger. Like,
and
it's a giant
ton,
rock, and you
10-ton rock?
Push it. Yes, yeah, it's just a big rock, and it's like a door. And when you go through it, you push the rock, and it spins
mm-hmm.
inside of there, and it spins like it's on bearings. But this was like before bearings was a thing, and it was made out of rock. But he had to lift it, and nobody helped him. Until he said he made an anti-gravity machine. And aliens helped him.
Oh my
gosh. Conspiracy theories.
So many theories out there. We put on the tinfoil hat today.
Absolutely, government's listening.
Yeah, I'd like to know. You know, there's got to be. Well, I mean, just with how big our galaxy is, there has to be life somewhere else. I do believe that.
Yeah, it was the Zenith galaxy. It had two suns. That's where they said those aliens came from the Zenith galaxy.
Where there's another sun.
Yeah, but they had two suns.
Oh,
they
have
two suns.
That
galaxy
has two suns. Oh, okay.
Yes, because we are solo. Sun is solo zero, and we're solo three. That's where the sweet spot is from the Earth to the Sun. So we don't freeze and we don't melt. So their planet is kind of like that same way, and it goes around two suns. This is all theoretical, right? So don't you're gonna think I'm a nutball.
I get it. You dove down a rabbit hole and you're just reporting what you heard.
Yes, I thought it was interesting. It was kind of fun to
Well, I mean, it definitely makes you wonder what will happen. I mean, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of years from now, but, I mean, the sun is at what, its yellow star stage, they claim? So it's only going to get more and more hot as the years go on. So I've got to imagine that life won't be able to survive at, you know,
no,
at some point.
It won't. We'll have to move away from our planet and go to another one. We'll have to move to Mars.
That'll be the time when everybody gets on board to move to Mars.
when our solar shield disappears from radiation, solar flares.
Yeah, but won't it take how many years to get to Mars?
Well, by that time,
maybe we'll figure it out where we could get to Mars in like a day.
Well, maybe we might have FTL by then. If they can figure out the radiation barrier so you don't all die trying to get there going faster than light. So, I could go really deep into this, but I'm not going to. Oh. I find quantum physics and space travel and stuff like that very, very interesting. So it's a neat topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you've got the whole issue with black holes. I mean, that's another thing.
Yes. Maybe they do something.
Maybe there's life inside the black hole. Went in and can't get out.
Well, they're trying to produce one artificially, and they have that neural ring. It's in Russia, I believe, and it's a big giant magnet circle, and it goes in a circle, but what it does is it sends two things going against her into themselves really fast, and then it causes to make black matter, which black matter is in a black hole. If you could theoretically make a big enough one, you could make black matter particles to create a black hole. So they've already begun doing that. That's not secret society stuff. That's real.
What's the purpose of trying to create a black hole, though?
For space-time travel. And black matter can be used for energy source as well, like unlimited energy source. So I'm sure it's full of radiation, too. There's lots of stuff you have to probably break through it. But, no, it's all kind of fun. Very weird conversation we had today.
Yeah, we're thinking about our existence and what can be. Well, I hope you get through the day and don't fall asleep at your desk, Jessica.
I'm not going to try to. I made a whole pot of coffee. And now I'm probably going to need it.
Well, I challenge you to go pull that 2-carat cushion out, keep it in your pocket, put it in a showcase in a special spot, and pull it out to everybody that comes in the store today. Make it a game. There'll be an incentive at the end if you sell it. I can't tell you what it is just yet.
Oh, man.
It's a secret.
But you should look up that coral castle. You should look at just type it in the computer.
What's it called?
Coral castle.
Coal castle?
Coral, like coral.
Oh, coral.
Like sea coral?
Yeah. Are you talking about the one that's in Florida?
Yes. With that really cool door. There's a whole story on the inventor guy.
That would be pretty cool. to visit
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so if you read the story about the guy, like, who made it, and supposedly how he made it, that's the interesting part of the whole thing.
Right.
Is so, since you're kind of a conspiracy theory kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
You might find that story interesting.
I'm gonna deep dive into that, I think. Thanks for the info.
Then the Tesla guy. Tesla had the Tesla building.
Mm-hmm.
That whole building was a Tesla thing, and it would have worked for free energy. Then the government said, "Hell no,
well,
you want to
yeah.
charge for that shit."
Exactly.
So. Yeah, there's two things you get to binge
well,
your
you
mind.
Well, you know that anybody that is involved in the energy industry, they're not going to allow anything that will make it free energy.
Free?
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, it was fun talking with you.
Yes. Thanks for your insight. I always learn something when I speak with you.
I'll leave you with one joke and then I'll let you get back to it.
All right.
What do apples and orphans have in common?
Apples and orphans?
Orphans.
I don't know what.
Apples get picked.
Oh, jeez. You mean what they don't have in common?
I guess they don't have in common.
Here, I got one for you.
Okay.
How do you know your girlfriend is getting too fat?
When you can't fit your hands around her.
When she fits into your wife's clothes.
That one's terrible, but good.
I know that one's a little bit of a low blow.
Oh man, what's that joke? Let me say it right. How do New Zealanders find sheep in tall grass?
I don't know how.
Irresistible.
What'd you say?
Irresistible.
Irresistible? Oh, man.
That was pretty terrible. All right.
Well, have a great day.
All righty.
Talk to you. Bye.